Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 150 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, and it's time for our very first segment, Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where we give you a rundown of the hottest K-news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
HYBE has established their own healthcare center within their company, the first within the Korean entertainment industry. The center includes an on-site doctor, two nurses who will provide support through prescription, IV, physical therapy, first aid care, and more. I am quite surprised this hasn't happened earlier and sooner within companies.
Especially, I feel like JYP would have done this.
Yeah, especially like even if it's like just an on-site nurse or someone that's just dedicated to smaller things. I feel the only, not issue, but the only thing I'm a bit wary about is that even though these doctors and nurses are on site, I still feel like they should be a separate entity because you don't want to fall down that rabbit hole
of bias. Like, obviously, like all healthcare professionals will make the professional decision, but if you're working under a company, you could make biased decisions.
Yeah, like
based on like deadlines.
Really and truly, Brian should rest, but he needs to do this photo shoot, so it's fine. We'll sign it off. You know what I mean? I don't want those situations.
Yeah, and I wonder how it must feel from... I know there are lots of things in place and probably regulations that help with, like, data and information, but how the artist could feel, because usually visiting your doctor is, like, a private external thing.
Yeah, it's true.
But now your company is sort of in the mix, and, yeah, I wonder how that will work.
Yeah, I just hope there's some way of separating it. I'm still surprised that they're the first to do it, but after all these years, but here we go. Moving on to more health-related things. Cube Entertainment reported that Minnie and Yuki from... Is that how you say her name? Did I say her name right? Girl, I don't know. My bad. From G-Idle had to visit the hospital due to sudden health problems and fever symptoms. Following the advice of medical staff, all scheduled activities have been suspended. So hopefully they get well soon. I wonder if they have the same flu-y bug thing that was going around over here.
Oh gosh. Because they've been, correct me if I'm wrong, but they've been traveling quite a bit and like they've had quite packed schedules. So hopefully it's nothing too crazy.
That might be part of it as well. Moving on. Teddy isn't playing. So the Black Label has gained attention with new photos that have dropped, which is meant to be a rumoured girl group. The rumoured members include Ella Gross, she's known as a mini version of Blackpink's Jennie. Moon Seo-yeon, or Annie Moon, which is the granddaughter of the president of Shinsegae, and Bailey Sok, who you guys may know, who has choreographed for Red Velvet's Psycho and Kai's Peaches. If she's in this group, I don't know.
Wait, Bailey?
Yeah, Bailey.
Oh my.
Yeah, so apparently she's meant to be in this group as well.
Oh, wow.
Just from those three members alone. Sounds interesting. We know the dancers are going to eat if Bailey's given creative control over that.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of pressure though too. It's one thing to choreograph and then just to let go of that and move on.
Yeah.
But to choreograph and then be part of it and then be scrutinized for everything that you're doing as well within the group is completely different. So...
And
how old is Bailey? I feel like
I don't know. I know she. I feel like we. I know she's probably younger than me, but I feel like I grew up watching her.
Yeah, same.
Because they would do all those like dance. Yeah.
Yeah, I know she's younger than me for sure. But I just feel like I've just always seen, even before like she stepped onto like the K-pop scene, like she's
just like those like OG, always, OG like dance YouTube like channels.
She's just been a part of my life. She's only 19.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh, she's a baby. Oh, how's she been around for so long and she's so young? Good on her, though.
Yeah, sorry, and obviously, no, what came to mind, obviously this is like a suspected girl group, but I guess, yes, they're technically separate entities, but this is rumored to be happening. Baby Monster's their name? Is that correct?
No, they just no. Baby Monster's under YG. This is going to be the Black Labels group.
Yeah, so, I obviously they're separate entities, but I mean, obviously, like, people feel like they all kind of group these two groups together, and obviously the discord that's happened with one group and all of those things, and I don't know, I'm sure things will work out and be fine, but yeah
well, we just have to wait and see if that actually happens.
Hmm.
Because obviously there was there was some backlash with Baby Monster's debut, because obviously their song used the same sample as Lisa's Money, and I guess the formula of the song, people were like, oh, this just seems like a watered down Blackpink or whatever. So like, view wise they did quite well, I think, but I don't know if they performed that well within the Korean charts or whatever, but we just have to wait and see, I guess. And then with the Annie Moon, I've seen a lot of discourse because people are saying, why is she this rich girl like in a K-pop group? And I'm just thinking,
that's nothing new.
That's nothing new. This, I feel like if you come from a family with money, it's easier for you to be in these kind of situations where you don't have to work, you can spend time training, like working on your craft, because you don't need to worry about, oh, my mom can't work, or my mom is working for all of us, or dad can't do this, because the financial side, don't really need to worry about. You could just focus on what you want to focus on. I don't think people understand that being a K-pop idol is a rich person's sport.
I was going to say, like, I maybe some of our more, like, OG groups, like, you saw people that, like, hustled and, like, came from, like, really low income and hard situations. I'm not saying that doesn't still happen with certain people nowadays, but you'd be surprised with how many idols are really well off, or like their uncle works in a company, or someone they're connected to is like the president of something. So it's not unheard of.
Yeah, it's a rich people's game. For like just the entertainment industry, it's a rich person's game. It's like, if you don't get in young, or you don't know people, or again, you don't have the money where you don't have to worry about that, so you have the time to just focus on your craft, then it's really luck, to be honest, because this industry is very fickle. So
especially with big companies, like, I understand perhaps, like, if it's a smaller, unknown company and this is maybe one of their first acts, but with the bigger companies, I'm not that surprised when I hear, oh, this artist is actually really wealthy or comes from X kind of background. It does not surprise me.
Mm. Even small companies, you still have to kind of take, that's still like a big risk as well, because then you have your CEO selling his car, and I don't know, you guys might have to sell lemonade on the stand to fund your music video. I don't know. It's still hard. So,
you know what I feel? I'm so sorry. Just like one quick side note before we move on.
Yes.
But something that would probably keep me up at night and make me cry if I was an idol coming up in a small company, it's like, I don't know who they were. There was this boy group, and they were like doing like the OG way of promoting, especially if you're coming from a small company, where I think they had gone into the street and they were like literally trying to hand out like leaflets, or just like,
well, like BTS did this.
Yeah, BTS done it, and there are some other groups, but a group of recent done it, and like some people were like posting things like, oh gosh, like this is so embarrassing, this, that, and the other. What else was it? So there are people that have had to do that, and there are many cases like that. And there's even this, I don't know if it's one platform, but there's this thing I discovered recently where there's like a community, and they will find groups or artists that are upcoming, and like they're called like a Nugu group.
Mm.
I think that would just make me cry. Like, if you're just trying hard and you think you're doing a good job and doing your best, and people are just I don't know, making fun out of you for trying. I feel like I would have more respect if I saw an artist physically, like literally just trying to engage with the general public, sharing their music. I think that's really admirable. I wouldn't want to laugh at that person.
The thing is, when people laugh, it doesn't make any sense, because these will be the same people that will say, my group hustled hard and they worked exactly. hard. That's what this new group's doing too. What's the difference? It's just that it's paid off for your group at the moment.
When they see certain artists like having jobs and other things, like mm-hmm. I find all of that really admirable that you're willing to go to that extent to try to pursue this passion. So
anyway, we'll see what happens with this group. Good luck to them. If it is a group, it could be just a random picture, but you know, it's more likely looking towards it being a group. And just because you see this picture doesn't mean it will be the final lineup, because it reminds me of when that random picture, that old picture of Blackpink
was released.
And it had like 6 or 7 members. They all didn't make it. They all went different ways. So you never know. But anyway, and last but not least, have you heard this whole DPR Live REM situation going on?
I'm aware that something's transpired, but I haven't looked into any of the details, so please enlighten me.
So basically, I want to say, I don't know why the 24th is in my mind, but we're going to go with it. I don't know if that's the right date, but that's what's in front of my head. The 24th of January, I think DPR Live, he drops like a diss track,
mm-hmm.
and basically it was sending shots for REM. And then I just remember being on Twitter or X or whatever, and everyone was like, F REM, he's a thief. I was like, what's going on? I don't understand what's going on. So basically, DPR Live or Dabin is taking legal action against DPR REM, also known as Scott Kim. So Dabin's company Control released a statement both in Korean and English via social media. The company revealed that on the 29th of January that Dabin has filed a lawsuit against former CEO Scott Kim, who is responsible for unfair profit distribution, non-payment and withholding settlement data, and non-payment of appearance fees and settlement data for the world tour. Although Dabin is still a member of DPR, so DPR, for those that don't know, they're like a collective, like a creative collective that stem from, so DPR Live, Dabin, then you have DPR Ian, aka Christian, and then you had DPR REM, that's Scott. They started it. So Scott was basically meant to be kind of like the business manager, and then obviously DPR Live, musician, rapper. Then you had DPR Ian, who's also a musician, but he took more of control of like creative stuff, so like the music videos and stuff like that. I don't remember when. I want to say it was like last year-ish. I know that Scott or REM, he stepped down, he left DPR, and this is around the time when they announced DPR Ian and DPR Live were meant to do a performance at Coachella or something like that. And there was still love there. And then it was just like of recent, this track came up, and then it was like F REM. And then I think Dabin was somewhere, or he was like previewing the track, and then before it played, he was like F REM. So there was that whole situation. As I said before, fans online showed disappointment about REM, especially as some were saying, I can't believe he did this, as he had produced some of their favourite songs. But then DPR Ian comes on a live stream basically saying, I don't know why his names are on the tracks because he didn't produce anything. It was only him and DPR Cream that produced songs. So then people were looking like on their Spotify and their Apple Musics and stuff, and they could see that REM's name was everywhere, and it was like, why is his name here? So that might be part of the lawsuit as well. Like, he might have been taking some of the money from that. And I know that REM did put out a tweet around that time saying, oh, it must be a glitch, he doesn't know what has happened, and he basically apologized or whatever. But I don't think a lot of fans were hearing it, because people were saying, okay, this obviously has been bubbling for a while underground, like before like the public knew, and it seems like this is the only time that you're given an apology, now that you're kind of been caught and people are becoming aware of what's happening. So obviously this is all we know. It's still very vague, but that's what's happening in the house of DPR, which is a shame.
No, this is like incredibly sad, because I feel like DPR's an entire collective.
They're meant to be gang.
This exactly. is not gang, like, gang. It was very behavior. Refreshing. Well, yeah, it's giving a little bit gang. This is, yeah. Well, all that we can do is hope that things get rectified and people are held accountable for their actions. But it's sad, because how big they've grown to be and all that they've achieved, and it was such like a breath of fresh air.
You got there in the
space. Yeah, I got there.
It's a shame. Oh, hopefully it can be rectified. Dabin seems done with Rem. You know, I feel like, especially when I saw clips of the live with Christian, well, Ian. I don't know why I call him like I know him, like he's my name. Like he's me and him are friends. Yeah, it kind of seems like, even though he was saying it's wrong, like DPR Ian was saying it was wrong, he's still on that side, like, you know, still trying to keep the peace. Like, he seems still, like, in the middle kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Not that he's supporting anything that Rem's done or doing, but I guess he doesn't want to escalate the situation. So he was very, like, on his PR about it, if that makes sense. Like, he's like, yeah, I don't know. It's like, yeah, I don't know why that is. It's a bit weird, isn't it? Like, that kind of vibe. So, hopefully it can be all sorted out and everyone gets what they need to get. But yeah, that's about it, really. That is hot topics. If there's any stories you want to talk about, or if you want us to talk about any stories, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, requests, hot takes. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is JYP needs to stop giving Taeryeong high notes and demanding and damaging her vocals. And I am happy that ITZY finally came back and is becoming popular again, but I'm worried about Lia.
Okay, let's address these vocals, yeah? Because I feel like JYP give both Twice and ITZY songs sometimes they have like these weird high key moments. Not that they sound bad, it's just like it's a very JYP kind of vibe, right? Mm-hmm. That's the only way I could describe it in my head. And I don't think it's just like a JYP thing, but I think there's some agencies that use like severely unhealthy vocal techniques to get like a certain sound, but then in the long run it strains. It makes like the vocal sound strain, or it does strain members' vocals as well. And in the long run, because they want a certain sound or whatever, I'm repeating myself, but it damages said vocal. Does that make sense?
Especially if that's not X artist's natural singing range.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't think any company should be forcing an artist to be exerting sort of their voice, especially if you're like your profession is being a singer. You want them to perform in a sustainable way so that they can have.
You a think long that's career. Why you pick them in the group? Exactly. But obviously, I know it's not just that. It's how they look aesthetically and together and stuff like that. And also, I wanted to point out as well in terms of. Because I think I'm not going to pretend that like I'm a big ITZY fan and I know their catalog back to front, because I don't. Not that I don't like them. It's just me and you, Shay, we need to just have a deep dive in certain things, because I feel like we are ahead, but we are so behind at the same time. It's like, how can we talk about half of these things? But I know certain fans have pointed out that Cherong doesn't have a lower range. Like, her lower range isn't that strong either. Mm. And then she's quite limited vocally. But then on the flip side, because I think her position, she's like meant to be like main vocalist, main rapper, main dancer. Like, she's the center, right? And then you have, I think I've spoken about this before, where sometimes you feel like certain fans feel like, oh my gosh, like, this person doesn't have enough lines or whatever the case may be. So then fans will champion like, oh my gosh, get her more lines. And then the company might feel like, oh my gosh, let's give her more lines. But then in the long run, it's worse off for that member, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's, at the end of the day, it's just doing what's right for the artist. Yes, you're a company. Yes, you need to also consider numbers and sounds, or if there's like a certain trend or a sound your company has. But if it isn't sustainable for the artist, I don't think it's worth it. And yeah, I think that's an interesting point, because obviously we know ITZY is insanely talented, but Cheryeong in particular, like you said, like, she's known for like the vocals, dance, like there's so much on her plate. And funny enough, when I think of ITZY, once again, I'm not super familiar with their catalog and all of their songs, but I don't think vocals. I more so think like their performance and stage presence and dance, and I don't look to ITZY to hear like, this is going to sound bad, but like SM level vocals.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. That's not shade, guys.
Yeah, it really isn't. Like, SM should not be rapping, so every company has
everyone has their lane, basically. Then what was the next bit about Leah? I don't know what's going on with Leah. What's going on with Leah?
I think currently she is on hiatus. She wasn't part of their most recent comeback. I don't remember why. I think it's something health related. I get why fans would be worried, but I'm happier that her and her company have come to the decision of, okay, let's give her actual time to do whatever needs to be done, because it is a big decision to pull a member from a comeback. Like, she's not in the music video or anything. So,
yeah,
I get why fans might be concerned, but I think it's probably the best decision if that's what her and her company wanted to do.
Yeah, we need to let her rest, and then she can come back and be fine.
All right, on to our next unpopular opinion. This person said, I'm so happy that he, when they say he, they're referring to Dio, will leave SM. Kyungso under SM is such a waste of talent. This man has so much potential, but still SM is not promoting him the way he deserves it.
I think this opinion is old, because he left SM in November. Like, he's still under SM in terms of like EXO activities, but his solo activities, he's left, because him and his manager, I think his manager's called Kyungsoo as well. So they have a company called Susu, where they will run his like personal activities. The only thing I asked for this band, because I don't know why, and it's not just a Dio thing. It's not just a Dio thing, but I feel like Dio's vocals are smooth like butter, as BTS would say, right? And I feel like vocalists that have such lovely voices, they don't utilize them in a sense of, I love R&B Dio. Bring back R&B Dio. Oh, I'm sorry. It's nice, but I don't want coffee shop music anymore. Don't want it. Do you know what I mean when I say coffee shop music?
They are not like capitalizing on this man's talent. Like, he should be, I don't know, like the Korean Mariah Carey at this point. Like, we should get R&B style Christmas albums every year. It would sell out. Like, they're not.
Where is R&B smooth? It still could be a ballad. I'm thinking, you know, like back in like when their pre-debut song, I Lose My Mind. Oh, bring my that, bring slow body rolling music. Dio, I swear, I don't want no more of these coffee shop music. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want it. It's boring. I don't want it. I don't want it. That's my opinion.
I don't know. Unless he's just like, you know what? I done my piece. I'm just going to coast. But
no, we don't want coffee shop music though, Shay. Like, it's so, I feel like it's very rude.
That man's voice.
That upsets me.
I feel like him and Baekhyun especially could be doing so much like more like but soul least, and R&B.
Like, at least with Baekhyun and his solo projects, he's still more R&B leading.
Yeah.
Like, he has Bambi.
Bambi
he has
was what's revolutionary.
That, what's that other song that he has?
Oh, In Village?
In Village, my sister rinses that song. That side, you know what I mean? So even if, Baekhyun, don't get any ideas because I swear I'll fly to Korea and find you, yeah? Even if he decides, you know what, I want to have one coffee shop song, it's like, okay, fine, whatever. But Dio, it's enough. It's enough. And the thing is, yeah, another thing I've noticed, especially, I think it's when he came back from military. I think we spoke about this as well. I don't know if we spoke about it on here or just like general chit chat, but we said Dio seems happier. Like, there's a yeah. there's a spring in his step. Not saying he was grumpy before, but like before, it's more like this is a business. This is my 9 to 5. I'm going to sing. I'll answer your questions. No, I don't love you, but I love you in a respectful. It was work.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know what I mean? It's like I'm clocking in, I'm clocking out. That's it. But now, like, I see a little cheeky grin, a little smile, a little spring in his step. I'm talking like I know this, know him. But do you know what I mean? Like, there's a little.
Oh my gosh, one of my favorite appearances of him recent. Well, it's not that recent anymore. But when he was with Akmu, is that how you say the name? I should know this. That show that her and her brother do, and then Dio and the sister. My brain is blank. The sister of Akmu sang, is it called Rewrite the Stars? I think that's the name of the song.
Sure.
But that was amazing. Just throwing that in there. That was amazing. But yes.
Dio, no coffee shop music. Bring back the R&B. Thank you.
Yes.
Imagine, do you know what would break my heart?
Mm-hmm.
That he actually hates that kind of music, and that's why.
Oh my God.
Because that could be a possibility. It's just like, sometimes your voice suits something. Doesn't mean you, or you might be good at something. Doesn't mean you enjoy it.
Just, not everything in life is easy. Just do it.
My heart hurts. Dio, don't do this.
Why would you say that?
Why would you say that when you know how that makes me feel? But anyway.
Okay, and now on to our very last unpopular opinion for today. This person said, when will people understand that just because you stan or alt a group doesn't mean you don't like other groups? People can stan and support all groups that they like, even if they have an alt group.
I agree, but I think I'm going to take the word stan out of my vocabulary because I feel like it's too strong of a word. I'm not a stalker fan of Nobody. I don't think you should be a stalker fan of everyone. You can be very passionate. You can have all the CDs, all the photo cards, been to every concert, followed them around the world, and yeah. That's fine. But a stalker fan? I don't like that word. But in the essence, I agree with this opinion. Some people just need to go outside and touch grass, to be honest.
Yeah, I think, like, it's like life. No one will complain that, oh, like, Shanice, you really like spaghetti bolognese, but, like, you're not allowed to eat other things, or I saw you eat something else. Like, you're allowed to have
That's
something
what I'm
that you really like, and then you can eat other things as well.
It's called a healthy diet, guys.
Exactly.
Balanced diet.
A little bit of everything. And unpopular opinion, I don't know why this has come to mind, but for the longest time, maybe it was just me being naive and a bit up there in the clouds, but I was like, oh, K-pop fans are buying albums because they must own CD players. They don't. K-pop companies not just start mailing people the photo cards and just let them like download the album or listen to it somewhere, like just buy it on Apple Music or something, because no one owns a CD player. I understand.
I Like, I understand that sentiment too, especially like yeah. with the younger fans and stuff. But I guess I'm springboarding a bit, but I really feel like we need physical media back, because we're relying too much on, like, just in general streaming services, not even just for music, but for film. Do you know what I mean? Because once for, especially like for TV shows and films, like on Netflix or whatever, you can have a favorite movie or whatever. And if they decide, okay, next month we're going to take it off to make space. It's like, that's it. And then you don't have that physical copy where you could go back and watch it 300 times. And I think that's why everything's so fast paced and rubbish. And
exactly. Because, like, let's be honest, like, Christmas time, for example, yes, every so often a new movie might come out, but people tend to go back to the same five movies that they watch yeah. every year. And I don't you miss the days when, like, the DVD area was, like, a set area in the house and, like, yeah. it was the DVD library. And I think I'm for digital, like, physical media, if it can be done sustainably, and X, Y, and Z, and we're not promoting overconsumption and those sorts of things. Yes, if these fans actually have CD players and they're going to play their CDs, yes. But the fact that most fans don't own CD players, and some even chuck the CDs away. Like, how many stories have we heard where music stores here at the back of the store is like a bin full of the albums because people just wanted the photo cards? So... yeah.
Maybe they need to start putting photo cards in cereals.
Just have them behind the till, please.
Or if they, like, buy the song, like, say, on iTunes or whatever, then there's, like, a code, and then you go to Walmart, and then they scan the code, and then you get, like, the mystery photo card instead of the whole packaging and stuff. But then as part of the experience too, but I know people abuse that, and it's like what you said, they just want the photo card and they throw the rest out, which is a shame.
Yeah, I had the very interesting experience of watching I think it must have been a TikTok the other day, of a mother trying to explain to her child how information gets onto CDs and like where it's stored. Because I don't know what she was telling. I think it was like a mother talking to her son, and she was like, oh, she wanted to like burn something onto a CD, and he just couldn't compute how that works. Yeah, interesting time.
The thing is, it wasn't even that long ago, but when we talk about it, it seems like back in 1865.
Oh, God. Do you remember cassettes? Did you have cassettes?
Yeah, I had cassettes.
Oh, I love them.
I had cassettes. Remember I don't know if I told the story in here, but the very first rap that I ever learned, there was a random cassette tape in my room. Like, my room was a mess. Barbie dolls everywhere, whatever. There was a random cassette tape. I was like, what's this? I put it in, probably like my mum's or my dad's or something. Put it in, you know, you have to press the rewind button. And it was Lil' Kim. And we know Lil' Kim is not child-friendly. And I was like, Mum, listen to this rap that I remembered. She was like, and then I was rapping to my mum. I was like, what? What are you rapping about? I remember there was one line. I think it was like Lil' Kim crushing you, whatever. There's one line where she goes, I'll be undressed in the bra or see-through. I remember rapping that. My mum was like, what are you? And I think it was like, what's it? And I was like, all I want to do is freak you. Something like that. Mom's like, okay, stop.
Oh, wow.
Stop. So, good times.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very interesting times. Yeah. Like, just a different time. What can we say?
The end.
Yeah. Well, that's all of our unpopular opinions. If you guys have any unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or requests, or even stories that you want us to discuss on the pod, you can send them to us anonymously via kpopbox.co.uk/hallyu@you, or you can send them to us via email, which is kpop, no it's not, hallyut@gmail.com.
It's okay, you'll get there.
Eventually. Yeah. And now it's time for On the Radar, which is where me and Shanice will let you know if there's anything on our radars. This can be anything that we're listening to, watching, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
On my radar. So, you know, like, well, for those that don't have lives and are chronically online like I am, you may have noticed there's a whole discourse on TikTok about the Universal Music Group basically pulling their music off of TikTok. So if you have if your TikTok videos have certain artist songs in it, your video may be muted, etc., blah blah blah. And I think my favorite trend that I'm seeing at the moment is, especially on the K-pop side, is there's one girl, I can't remember her name, I love her so much. She was like, don't worry guys, I've got you for your dance covers. Okay. I'll sing for you. And she just sings the most butchered Korean, but it's such a vibe. She does all the ad-libs. And
is it for NCT? Because I might have seen the same girl.
She may have done it for NCT. There's two that come to mind. There's one, they're both black. There's one, the one that was like, I got you. She's rocking a bonnet. She's like, don't worry, guys, I got you. And then there's another girl where she does, like, dance covers and stuff with her friends, and she's just quite hilarious anyway. Like, her and her friends are quite hilarious. But her acapellas, the other girl, they don't sound too bad. I'm like, I know you're joking, but...
like, why does it sound good?
This actually... because she's doing, like, everything, acapella, instruments, everything, and I'm just like, this is giving pitch perfect. You know what I mean? It's giving glee. So I'm not hating right now. But yeah, that's what was on my radar.
Taeyang made a new TikTok responding to the, what is it, like, bow, 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 bow. I don't know if you've seen that. There's that whole TikTok.
The Sexy Red song where he's like slut dropping.
I think so.
He's not really slut dropping, but that's what I'm calling it.
I believe we're on the same page, but he made a TikTok because obviously that really blew up. So I'm like, oh, businessman lives online. And what else was there? Oh, there was one other thing. I can't remember. I'm watching Marry My Husband. It was originally a webtoon. It's now a K-drama.
You said last time.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's hilarious. It's one of those that usually with dramas or shows in general, the characters don't do what you want them to do or like would find a roundabout way to just get something done. But this is very to the point. So if you're wanting something interesting to watch, I would highly recommend. It's currently, I don't know if it's exclusively streaming on Prime, but that's where I'm watching it. But yeah, it's really good.
Ooh la la. So yeah guys, that is it. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and once again, if you guys want to submit any of your own unpopular opinions, dilemmas or requests, you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou, or you can send them to us via email, which is howyoutea@gmail.com.
Yes, I've been Shanice from K-pop Box. You can follow me at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me at the K-Way on most platforms.
Yes, and until next time, we will
see you. Holla at you.
Girl, what is wrong with you? This is terrible.
Oh my god.
We don't do that.
We will holla at you.
Your girl. I hope so. I hope you guys holler at us because the way this ended, ciao. Anyway, bye guys.
Bye.